Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
He reinvented how he played guitar, basically moving up and down the neck instead of across the neck, and was able to regain his old virtuosity.
Injuries from a fire might have stalled Django Reinhardt's career, but it didn't stop him from becoming one of the most important guitarists in jazz. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It was hearing a Louis Armstrong record that hooked Django Reinhardt on jazz, and he quickly took 1930s Europe by storm, combining the improvisational style with his free-spirited gypsy roots. In the book, Django, The Life and Music of a Gypsy Legend, writer and guitarist Michael Dregney looks at the short life and big impact of Reinhardt, and in a conversation with FUV's Rich Conaty, explained how Django used his guitar and a partnership with Stefan Grappelli to change jazz and swing forever.
Django took guitar playing another step, and he intermixed solos with chords as kind of accents. Before that, you know, a guitar really was a rhythm instrument. It was something they used in parlor sing-alongs. It was something you played to woo maidens on balconies. No one ever thought of a guitar as a solo instrument. And Django really was the first to take it this next stage to playing long single-string solos in the style of the horns in the bands. Talk a little bit about what the Hot Club was and about how Django and Steph got together.
They were both hired into a band that was playing on the Champs-Élysées at the Hotel Claridge, a fancy hotel, still exists today. And they were playing tea dances, kind of afternoon waltzes. You can imagine them being totally bored by this music. And at one point, Stefan broke a string on his violin and retreated backstage. And I think it was during an intermission, he was putting on a string, played an American jazz melody to check his tuning. And Django heard this, recognized it, and echoed it. And then Stefan played another line, and they started jamming and sort of discovered this love of jazz together.
Music from Django Reinhardt, and a visit with author Michael Dregney. His book is called Django, The Life and Music of a Gypsy Legend, published by Oxford University Press. For the complete interview and more, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.